You can sit or stand. I'm just going to be a couple minutes. I believe that there are several people that you put something very significant to you. It was a very significant thing for you. And if that's you, I just hear the Lord saying this. That as you have let me establish my rule in that area of your life, I'm going to release a new authority and dominion in other areas of your life. That as you've let me establish my kingdom in you, you're going to see my kingdom established through you. There's at least two people that you've desired a significant healing ministry. It's about to be released. I just sense that God is saying over this house that it's going to be marked. River is going to be marked as a place of generosity. You always have been, but it's a whole new level. There's going to be a Book of Acts type release in this place. And there's going to be no lack. I believe that the influence of this house is increasing dramatically. I see 100 missionaries being sent out of this house. I see churches being planted. I see 25 churches being planted in the not so distant future. Colin, the desire in your heart to plant church is about to expand. I hear God saying it's time to dream again. You know, in America, this was our spring forward day, where you they say you lose an hour, you move ahead. You guys do it in a few weeks, naturally, but spiritually, God sent an American because it's happening today. This is a day of rapid increase. Let me try that again. This is a day of rapid increase. What used to take months is going to take weeks. What used to take weeks is going to take days. What used to take days is going to take minutes. What used to take minutes is going to take seconds. This lady on the second row, just here writing with her pen, I hear the Lord saying that there's rapid increase. The answers to your prayers that came over a period of months and years is now just going to take a matter of days and hours. God is rapidly increasing the desires of your heart coming to fulfillment in Jesus' name. This young lady right here on the front row in the corner, there's a great anointing on your life to teach. I see you instructing small children. God's going to use you to train and disciple other teachers. You're going to teach people how to teach. I see you writing curriculums. I see them being distributed in many, many places. There's a gift of an evangelist on this guy in the white t-shirt, 1, 2, 3, 4 rows back. I just see that you're going to reach people that other people cannot reach. You're going to go places that other people are not willing to go. The mark over your life is fearless. Not foolish, fearless. And God is going to use you to do some fearless things. There's no fear in you. There's no fear in you. And because of that, you're going to break fear off of other people's lives. In Jesus' name. Alistair, I just hear the Lord saying that you are entering a season of great fruitfulness, great significance, great satisfaction. In the next few months, God is going to place some young men in your heart, in your life. The fathering thing on you is increasing in a greater dimension. You've had it for many years, but it's becoming exponential. And I see you having teas and coffees with a group of 3 to 5 men, young men at a time, and teaching them how to love their spouse, teaching them how to be Joseph-type men, not Joseph Old Testament, Joseph New Testament, men that love their wife, raise a Messiah, pay their taxes, are good, solid, honest men. You're going to ground and root men in the Word, in the kingdom, and in faith. and it's coming in a very significant way. At least one of the young men you begin to mentor this year will end up being an MP, will end up being a very significant player in the political realm and write policies and procedures that shape not only a city, cities, but this nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This guy almost at the back in the purple with his arms just like this right here. You're looking back. There you go. You're royalty, and you need to realize that you're royally born. You wore that color, you may have thought on accident. It may have been the only thing you had to wear today, but it wasn't an accident. It was by divine appointment, because God wants you to know that you are nobly born and you will nobly live. You're royally born and you'll royally live. And God is going to use you to be an ambassador for the kingdom. You're going to be a real mouthpiece. I see your feet setting, you setting foot on at least 10 different nations. Your feet are gonna set on 10 different nations. You're gonna have a huge impact. God's gonna give you an impact in the arena of sport. He's gonna give you influence with sports figures, and you're going to actually convince them to give their life for something bigger than themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a new 5 rows back, this gentleman with glasses, bit of gray hair. Yes, right there. I hear the Lord saying that there's a great revelation coming to you. You need to start writing down what God shows you and journaling it. It'll be a part of your inheritance and your legacy that you leave to the next generation. It's no accident. It's no accident the things God is stirring in your heart right now, because it's about legacy. It's about future. It's about the next generation that you're going to pass on to them in a very significant way. This young man running the camera that's standing at the back, God put you up there so that everybody could see you. Because you don't want to be seen. You're very content being behind the camera, but God's going to actually have you come get in front of it at times. If I had time, I'd make you come get in front of it, but we'll just do it in our mind's eye, because God's going to use you not only to film what is happening, but also to then produce what is happening back into the lives of other people. God is promoting you. He's making you head and shoulders above the rest so that people can follow you. There's a very significant thing happening in your life. Is there someone in here named Sarah? Sarah? Where's Sarah? Sarah, stand up. I just hear the Lord saying, Sarah, that God... Don't laugh at the promise, because it will come to pass. And you will be the mother of many nations. You will be the mother of the promise of God that He gave so many years ago. So don't be discouraged. Don't shortcut. God has it all in His time and in His hand. I break any discouragement off of you in Jesus' name, and I release joy into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, our time is up. Could you stand to your feet? Lift your hands one more time and let me just speak a blessing over you. Let's do this. Put one hand on your heart. Lift another hand up to heaven. And say, pray this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, establish your kingdom in my heart right now in Jesus' name. Now let me pray over you. Father, as we pray that prayer, release the kingdom in us. Release the kingdom through us. God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in River Church as it is in heaven. God, I thank you that today is a significant day. There are many moms here that God just wants to encourage you He wants to encourage you. Your efforts are not in vain. God is raising up mothers in Zion today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.